Who's happier post-divorce, men or women? This is Single Married Divorced. I'm Eric Rung, and I am single.
I'm Tom McGuire, and I'm happily married.
I'm Allison Collins, and I'm happily divorced.
All right. A new study from Style Magazine said 53% of women reported that they are much happier post-divorce compared to 32% of men. Allison, how happy are you?
much happier. I think this is true. I had, like, when I was going through the divorce, it was awful. Like, I thought I was, like, I was definitely blindsided, and I had two babies, and I was trying to breastfeed, and I was so sick to my stomach over it, I couldn't eat, and it was just, it was one huge disaster, and I couldn't sleep, and I remember someone telling me, like, I know it's really hard right now, but I promise you, years down the road, you're going to be like, thank God this happened, because you're going to be so much happier. And I was like, I'm never going to be happy, this is the worst thing ever, and I am truly happy. So,
and you have several divorced friends, right?
Yeah, I was the first.
The OG divorcee.
Always a leader.
I try to set trends. I have lots of divorced friends, and it seems that they're all in marriages that maybe shouldn't have happened, or something awful happened, and you can't kind of repair some things.
I can only think of one friend that is divorced. That's a man. And then the other one that I'm thinking of that you so graciously reminded me of off air was a friend that got remarried. But you guys are closer to both of them than I am. After their divorce, what were their kind of feelings?
I mean, I guess I think they're both happier.
I think compared to my girlfriends, because I think, like, with women, I think, like, it takes a while to recover, but you're like, oh my gosh, this is my new chance at life. Like, I don't have to live in that situation anymore. I don't have to feel like that anymore. Like, I have another chance at being happy or living the life I want to. And men seem to, in my opinion, try to find a new mate really fast to get back in the game.
Well, I think that goes, like, my answer to this, as soon as I saw this, I'm like, this seems obvious to me. And I think for most of the couples I know, I will fully admit I have it very well. Like, Beth really, like,
blah, 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 blah.
No,
blah,
like,
blah,
like,
blah, the, blah, blah. Come on.
The wives take care of the husbands. I mean, like, I mow the lawn and I weed and I'll do some of that stuff. I'll do the dishes. I'll vacuum. You know, I mean, I help out.
Sure, sure.
But I mean, like, Beth takes way better care of me than I take care of Beth, probably. And I think guys get used to being taken care of. And then when they're divorced, there's all of a sudden, if I got divorced right now, I would go back to eating. I eat chicken breasts. I eat pasta. I had Brinner, breakfast for dinner a lot when I was single. Now I have, like, a nice, like, awesome, well-cooked meal, like, every night.
Yeah, I think when, especially if I get out of a long-term relationship, and I haven't had a ton in my life, but I find myself wanting to immediately get back into a relationship, but it's almost more, not a relationship, but immediately start getting out there, but it's more of a getting over that person kind of thing, more than it is a comfort thing. For me, anyway.
I think it's also when, like, you see a lot of guys, older gentlemen, when their wives die, they, like, get remarried, like, Allison, like, they immediately remarried, like, the widower down the block, or, like, you know, the lady at the coffee shop, whatever. It's like the waitress that they've known for 20 years.
Yeah, I had a couple of my friends' parents, they remarried very quickly afterward, and they were men. I hadn't thought about that. That's an interesting point.
Yeah, because all of a sudden they're doing laundry and cooking, and I'm not trying to be sexist, but that's like, and I help fold. I help fold, but generally Beth handles the washing and the drying.
Well, I think we all want to be with somebody, though, too. I mean, we're not lonely creatures. We like having
people. We're social animals.
Yeah.
I think that I've been single for a while now, and so I think women sometimes feel like they can just do it all themselves.
Well, how long is the longest relationship you've been in since your marriage ended?
I don't know, like 7 or 8 months.
And why? And you've been
was that Eric?
No,
no. Actually, it was shorter. Okay. But You've been divorced for 10 years, 11 years?
Almost.
And, I mean, I don't know. To me, 6 or 7 months, and that's been your longest, right?
Right.
Why do you think that is? I mean, to me, in the last 10 years, I've probably had two relationships that were probably at least a year, if not more.
I think when I was younger, I was very much more into, could this work out to marriage? Is this the one kind of thing? And now there's no pressure for me to get married. There's no pressure if I ever want to have kids to do anything about it because I have kids. So I think that I can like assess the situation and say, you know, this really isn't for me and it's not going to work out. So I might as well like cut and run now instead of wasting their time.
Of those relationships, have you ended them?
Mm. Yeah, I've ended
all of them.
That'd be my guess. Did you end all of them?
Yes. I've ended all of them.
The Black Widow.
Do you want a relationship? Do you feel like you want a relationship? Because that to me kind of sounds like you don't.
I mean, I do. I just, like I was telling Tom earlier, like, I don't have time at this, like, maybe, like, this month. Like, I have no time. So there's no possible way I could be in a relationship.
Right.
So I don't think that I'm actively seeking. Sometimes I see people and I'm like, oh, I would date them if I had a minute.
You would go out on a date with them, but not date them?
Well, who knows?
I mean, you had a reason for every breakup, though.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like you broke up with Prince Charming because you didn't have time.
Right.
It's hard to meet Prince Charming because you don't have time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think I had legitimate reasons, and I knew in my heart that there were deal breakers involved that weren't going to work for me.
Hmm. Okay. I kind of went down a rabbit hole there, didn't I?
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I just was...
I was also telling Tom, we walked a long way, that I think maybe I have gotten really comfortable in taking care of myself because the other day I ran out of gas turning onto Irving Park Road because I just wasn't paying attention and I ran out of gas. And my instinct was, and I was blocking like 4 lanes of traffic.
Oh my gosh.
I threw it in neutral and I hopped into my car to go push the car because I think I can do everything on my own. And the car is like rolling on top of me. And so like 5 different men jump out of their cars and they come and they help push my car to the side of the road.
Well, it was nice.
I know, but I've kind of felt like that was really, like I honestly thought that I could move that car myself because I'm kind of in the mindset that I can do everything by myself.
That's right. You go, girl. I like it.
So maybe...
Fierce.
Maybe that's my current issue, is that I don't think I need anyone. So,
you know. Is it pride?
No, I don't think it's pride, but...
I was going back to what
I know.
Yeah. That was last week's episode, I think.
Maybe I just have. I also flooded my house. Flooded right when school started, which was perfect timing. And like I had to call my dad, and he had to come help me, and it was like really like.
Yeah, but if you were married, your dad would still come help.
Yes, he would. He would show up, but it felt. I guess I can't do it all myself.
Anyway. No one can. It's not a man or a woman thing.
So, yes, I'm much happier.
Well, I think we've said all we can say about that, at least for this episode. Perhaps we should come back to it. I think there could be more there, probably for all of us if we dig a little deeper. Question one, though, this week is my significant other is sick, and I want to break up with him. What do you do?
I mean, so this is like a real sick.
Are we talking like cancer like sick, or yeah. Are we talking...
I think, you know, this goes back to a situation where it was a life-changing illness, and it was, you know, if it wasn't going to work out before the illness, and then the illness comes, basically how long do you have to stick it out just to be supportive? And
this kind of sounds like a Seinfeld episode.
It actually is a Seinfeld episode. That's not where we got it, but it is a Seinfeld episode. Elaine's dating the older guy, and he has a stroke, and she doesn't know how
long.
That's
right, yeah.
Yeah.
And she has to feed him the soup.
Yeah, and this does come from, this is a real life.
Oh, really?
This is a real life situation.
Okay. All right.
I hate to go back to what we always talk about, but you have to be nice and you have to worry about the other person, but you have to worry about yourself. And it kind of gets back to, does it matter if they're sick? I guess it does somewhat, but you just got to do it. I don't know.
I mean, you're going to look like a jerk, but...
Can you ruin your own life just because someone's sick?
No, absolutely not.
Well, I feel like this is my ex-husband episode. After this one, he's probably going to find out we have this show. Right before we got married, and we had been dating for like 3 years. We were about to have the wedding, and we were in an awful car accident. And long story short, he had severe brain damage and a traumatic brain injury. And he was in a coma and like all this stuff. And my family all flew in like, this is huge. This is big. What are you going to do? And I was like, well, obviously I'm staying with him.
You were engaged at this point, right?
Oh, yeah.
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 You know, it sounds like you made the decision without even a second thought. Is that true? Or did you really think about it?
No, I didn't think about it. I mean, maybe that's where my problem came.
Well, I think, but that's the difference there is you thought it was right pre-traumatic incident. It wasn't like you wanted to get out and then the incident happened, though, right?
Yeah.
You were happy, incident happened. And then after the incident, were there any red flags?
Oh, sure. And my mom said, you know, do you think you should wait before you get married? And I was like, no, this is it. He did call me his ex-girlfriend's name when he first came out of the coma, which probably shouldn't have.
That's another red flag.
Yeah, I mean, this goes back to the movie story.
We really need to have a list of all of the red flags prior to your wedding.
After we helped teach him to walk again and use the restroom again.
So in your mind, you had already taken your vows in your head, I feel like. You're arguing together, for better or for worse. Yeah, it already happened.
Yeah, we had been together a long time and... We were engaged for like a year and a half before the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived together, and I'm happy it happened. I have two great kids. But
happy the marriage happened, not the accident. Yeah, just to clarify.
I mean, he's survived. He's fine now.
Yeah, I mean, so I guess just going back to, not to, like I said, beat a dead horse, but it really goes back to, like, are you looking out for yourself or looking out for them? And I think you maybe handle it a little more gingerly, and maybe you stretch things out a little bit and make them to a point where they're kind of in a place where they have gotten used to their new situation and say, listen, I don't know. Boy, that's brutal, though.
Oh, God.
I was going to say, what?
That's brutal. But what are you going to do? Marry them because they're sick? You're going to get married? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's very difficult. That would be just, I can't imagine. I'm trying to think of a scenario where how I would try to even broach that subject. I mean, so.
Well, like, have you heard of situations where, like a couple, the one spouse has Alzheimer's so badly that they have no idea and they've had it for, like, you know, 15, 20 years, and then the other spouse starts dating someone?
So, oh, I've heard of that.
You ever
see
the Sandra Day O'Connor story? I think 60 Minutes did it. It's the reverse. Her husband, I think it was Sandra Day O'Connor, had to be. He was one of the female Supreme Court justices.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband's Alzheimer's was so severe. He was in a home for Alzheimer's patients. He had a girlfriend in the home, Sandra O'Connor was just, dealt with it like a champion. She's like, he's my husband, and I'm married to him, I love him. He's not himself, and
it's so, not the man she married.
Well, exactly, but she, you know, stood by him and wrote it out, and like they had like shots of like him and the girlfriend and in the home, and she was like a real, I mean, it was like a heroic, it speaks to the quality of, you know, the people that make it as far as she's made it,
right?
That she was able to deal with it with like such class and.
Yeah, but I have to imagine, I mean, that's the face she puts forward, but I have to imagine that must have really torn her up.
Well, it still hasn't hurt. I mean, anybody that's seen that disease take someone that you love, though, I mean, you'd see them turn into you get glimpses of the person that you remember, but at the same time, you know, there's a definitive change in that person, too. Not that you'd love them any less, you do. You're still going to love them.
All right. Maybe I don't want the Notebook story then. Is that what we're going for?
Okay. Moving to the dating story. This, Tom, you got it. It's out of California.
Yeah. So this guy, he's a real thinker, this guy. So he decided to get on.
He's a real catch, too.
He's a real catch. This guy, this is Fox, the local Fox affiliate. Fox 13 Now reported this, to give credit where credit is due. This guy, and I say guy because he's not a gentleman, I'll say that much. Yeah. He would go on the apps, I think he did it 4 or 5 times. I don't remember exactly. He would go on the apps and he would arrange dates to very nice restaurants. And they would have the date, they'd eat, they would drink, etc., etc. Then he would dine and dash.
Oh, my God.
He would say, I have to go to the bathroom. He would leave and stick the ladies with the bill. And he actually got arrested. He got charged.
How do you get arrested and charged with that? That's my first... Well, first of all, we can dive into the whole just being a jerk to begin with. But how do you get what do you get arrested for?
So I think this kind of goes back to gender roles a little bit. But it was essentially like fraud. The charges were fraud. And I forget the other one.
I'm sorry. I don't want to ruin your story, but I sent this to you because it was on...
I had no idea where it came from.
It was on Good Morning America.
I thought Tom did it.
And then I sent it to you guys. Oh, yeah. And then he got charged... He was charged with 10 felony charges of taking financial advantage of women he met mostly through dating apps and websites, is what the
10 felony charges.
And so that's 10 women that brought charges. So you can imagine how many more didn't bring charges.
How are they felony charges?
Well, I guess he brought them to really fancy restaurants and they ordered like the best threshold. Wine and all this stuff. And then he would always say something like, oh, my dad's been real sick. I'm sorry. I'm keeping my phone up just in case there's an update or something.
And you get like an Uber or something?
And then he would be like, let me just call, like as they're finishing up dinner, he'd be like, oh, let me just call and make sure everything's fine. I'm just nervous I haven't gotten a call. And she's like, no, go. And then he would leave. Like he's had a full meal. Like they'd be like $500 tabs. And I think that's how it got to felony.
So they're assuming he's supposed to pay?
Well, he was only going on these dates.
Yeah, no, I agree. You ask him out, you pay.
Well, no, not even that. But I mean, legally speaking.
He was the one suggesting the restaurant, like, oh, I'd really like to take you to this place. And, oh, I love this wine. Right. We should order it. Things like that.
So these are criminal charges.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
Whew, man.
And in the mugshot, he kind of looks like a criminal.
Yeah. So is he a good looking fella?
No.
No?
Looks like a thug. I mean, he looks like a guy who would.
Well, I mean, just goes to show you, you should always go for a drink for your first date.
Yeah.
Right?
His name is Paul Guadalupe Gonzalez.
Mm.
Also known as the Dine and Dash Dater.
It's an interesting racket he had going. That's for sure.
I'm just glad he got busted. And
well, I think it's one thing to like be on dating apps because you want to go out to dinner. Some people do that.
Oh, I think a lot of people do that.
But I think it's quite another to like rack up a bill so high and then just run.
Mm-hmm. I apologize. I did not watch the story on Fox 13 Now. But did they have like any surveillance video of this guy going outside and leaving? Or
they did not show it in what I saw.
Oh, boy. That would be some good security. Especially
but it was like this woman saying, like, I kept waiting and waiting. And then all of a sudden they brought the bill. And I was like, I don't have enough money.
I want to dive into this deeper just because I want to know how they got the felony charges and criminal charges at that. Because
you should be the one to be able to research this.
I think I have the tools at my disposal.
I feel like, did he have to pay back half of the tabs or all the tabs?
Well, it sounds like if he got arrested.
Probably all.
And charged, then he probably will go to jail rather than pay anything.
He pled not guilty. He pled not guilty to extortion, grand theft, and other charges.
Extortion, that was not fraud. Extortion, it's interesting.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're just throwing a bunch of stuff on it to see what sticks. There's a lot of lessons in there, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of lessons.
I tell you, go for the jury trial on that one, because you get one chauvinistic guy who's been burned, and that's a guaranteed hung jury.
Okay, question number 2. Is changing your name still a thing when you get married for women?
Allison? In the McGuire house, it is.
Did you change your name? I don't remember.
I did. I changed it right away. I was like so proud to change my name. And then I tried to change it back immediately upon returning to Chicago.
Oh, that's right.
And they wouldn't let me until the divorce was final. And so, but they would let me hyphenate it. So I was a hyphen for a while. But yeah, I have a good friend who didn't change her name and her husband is still mad about it. And they've been married like 15 years because I met her before I met him. And so... And I knew, like, their kids, so I thought their kid's last name was her last name. And he's like, no, it's my last name.
I know a guy who changed his name to his wife's name.
I know that, too.
Was it a cooler name?
No, it's like she was, like, an artist, supposedly, and she wanted to, like, keep her name. But I don't know why you wouldn't just keep...
Yeah, keep your own name.
Your own name. Like, I feel like if I told my dad, like, hey, by the way, I'm changing my name.
Wait, if she has to change it, why can't you change it?
I don't think she has to.
Because I'm old-fashioned, and I don't want
to. I don't think she has to.
No, I think she has to,
yeah. That is definitely not a big deal to me.
To me, it's not a deal-breaker either. I mean, I like that Beth is Beth McGuire, and I'm happy she did it. But if she said, like, I want to keep my old name, I would have been, all right, that's...
You would have still married her?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would still marry
her. What if she said she wanted Caitlin to have her last name?
Sorry, Charlie. I'm serious, too. I would have been like, no. She's going to be McGuire. Sorry.
Right. Well, my only problem now is that, like, when I get letters back from the girl's school or, like, parents call me, they're like, oh, hey, Mrs. Yeah. And they use their last name. And I usually don't say anything, but after, like, the fourth time, I'm like, oh, you know, not that it matters, but just, you know, because I don't want to make them feel badly.
Right.
Because I know, like, as a teacher, I would do that to people, and they'd be like, that's not my last name. And I would be like, why is it such a big deal? And then after I got divorced, I was like, oh, I'll be much more.
Just call me Allison.
My sister, I don't think she'd mind if I share this story. So my brother-in-law's name is Dracol, and my sister's name is Nicole.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
It's like a Julia Gulia kind of thing. But my sister, in her profession, she had really made a name for herself, and so she kept her name for a little while, but I think she had always planned on changing it, and so she surprised him, I think it was for his birthday or something, with the, you know, the license with that name on it. But I always just think it's funny because it's the Cold Dracol.
Yeah, I mean, I have to be old-fashioned, but I do like having the same last name as my wife.
If I was getting married, and I don't even know if I'd even bring. I mean, it's just not a big deal. I don't even know if it'd be a conversation. It would just be like, do whatever you want. That doesn't make any difference to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't force it, but I like. Yeah. It. I do like it.
Allison, if you got married again, even though it sounds like you won't, anytime soon, anyway, would you change your name?
Allison Baez, yeah, for sure.
Really, Javi? Javi's your guy, huh? I pegged you more as like a Bryant. I don't know why.
Maybe a Rizzo.
Rizzo could be like shirtless with a tool belt.
I love him.
Yeah.
He's such a good... I mean, I love him because he gives a lot of time and money to, like, families.
Lurie Children's Hospital, yeah. Does a lot of stuff with the kids. All of them do. I mean, a lot of them do.
Yeah, they seem like a team of, like, really good guys, with one notable exception, obviously. But, seem like good, like, great guys.
I would marry all of them, except for the one exception. Especially because he and I would technically have the same first name if you take the loops off his.
The loops. Obviously, we're speaking of Addison Russell. I don't know. Is that a big deal for women? Do they still talk about that a lot, changing names?
No, and I also think when you get older, you've established yourself in whatever career you're in. And so I think it's more common not to change your name as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend at work who's like went through the debate a little bit, and she was like, you know, with work, I've been this name for a long time, and after all this change, all this stuff, and but then I think she finally decided, you know what, though, I want to have the same last name.
Yeah, that's gotta be.
So she's gonna do it, and then at work, I think she might like hyphen for a while, and eventually drop to just the new last name.
Yeah, I mean, I still, when I send my sister birthday cards or send something to my nephew, I still write Nicole Rung on it.
My ex-husband's grandma, who recently died, she would send me cards, and she refused to change my last name. Like, she would say, like, write it as if I was still married.
Oh, really? I see. But they liked you, though, didn't they?
She was fun. We watched Wheel of Fortune. It was amazing.
As it is. That's true. All right. Well, that'll do it for this week's edition of Single, Married, Divorced. For Allison and Tom, I'm Eric Rung. Have a great week, everyone.